etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are here once again presenting the program Islamic Etiquettes. In this program, we listen to Madani pearls about different lessons Islam teaches us and what it teaches us regarding different things. In today's program, we're going to discuss an immensely beautiful topic which is stated in the Holy Quran. And this action is greatly beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has also been taught in many places in our religion. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we're going to talk about gratitude. Being grateful, being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gratitude is a great attribute, and our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has also narrated the brilliances of those who pay gratitude, those who are grateful. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, let's listen to what gratitude is, what our religion teaches us in this regard, and the excellences of gratitude. But before we proceed further, let's listen to the blessing of recitation of Durud-e-Pak. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are lots of excellences and blessings of Durud. While we get the blessings of Durud in the world, there are its benefits in the hereafter as well. Recitation of Durud is the action which rids us of every calamity. Even immediately after death, we get salvation from the hellfire by the blessings of Durud, as it is narrated. When the final moment of Khalad ibn Kathir Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi junior, people found a piece of paper under his head which bore, "This is the salvation from the hellfire for Khalad ibn Kathir." When someone asked his family, "What action did he use to perform?" they replied, "Khalad ibn Kathir Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to recite Durood 1,000 times every Friday." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to recite durood in abundance. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Gratitude is a great and admirable attribute. It is compulsory for us to acknowledge the bounties which are granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pay gratitude for them, meaning show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties that He has given us. Allah Almighty is continuously showering His bounties upon His creation at all time. Every grain of the universe exists by virtue of the mercies of the real bestower, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything has been granted a share from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation coming into existence from non-existence is only by His benevolence and generosity. In addition to the abundance of bounties upon all the creation, this is the endless generosity of Allah Almighty that He bestowed more share of His mercy upon Muslims than that upon others. If we ponder over ourselves, we will realize in what ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed His bounties upon us. The very first bounty, the very first ni'mah is the bounty of existence. There was a time where we did not exist, nor we were a mentionable thing. Then He brought us into existence and blessed us with hearing and sight. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the bounty that He did not make us animal or cattle. Rather, He made us the best of all the creations. In other words, a human. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, then He granted us the bounty that He blessed us with Islam. Then He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made us from the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is the chief of all the prophets, who is Sayyidul Anbiya, who is Imamul Anbiya. In short, if we think about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed hundreds of thousands of bounties upon us. The requirement of these bounties is that we should pay gratitude. We should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who granted us so many ni'mah, so many bounties. My dear viewers of Madani channel, first, let's hear what gratitude is. The reality of gratitude is to imagine the bounty and to express it, whereas ungratefulness is to forget the bounty and hide it. It is mentioned in Siratul Jinan, gratitude means to reverse someone for his favor and bounty through the tongue, the heart, and the limbs. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated the best source to increase the bounties, that the more gratitude we pay, the more bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, if you're grateful, I will henceforth give you more. And if you're ungrateful, my punishment is henceforth severe. Under this verse, Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states that from this verse, we learned that gratitude increases a bounty. The meaning of gratitude is that a person should imagine a bounty and express it. And the reality of gratitude is that a person acknowledges the bounty of the bestower with reverence, meaning with respect. When a person studies the bounties of Allah Almighty and His benevolence, generosity and favor, he becomes engaged in paying gratitude to Him. It increases bounties, and the love of Allah Almighty continuously increases in the heart of the person. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, every one of us wants to get the ni'mah, wants to get the blessings, the bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we get a bounty, we wish to get more bounties. What a beautiful point is stated in this verse, that if we want to increase our bounties, we should pay gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more gratitude we pay, the more bounties Allah Almighty will grant. I wish we could also pay gratitude. We should show grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. In ahadith too, the excellence of gratitude are stated as it is narrated. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the one who attained four things has been granted the goodness of the world and the hereafter. Number one, the grateful heart. Number two, the tongue which performs zikr. Number three, the body which has patience over an ordeal. And number four, the wife who does not cheat and misuse her husband's wealth. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, we should feel happy at the splendor of a Muslim, that there is goodness in every state of his, and nobody except him was granted this rank. If he pays gratitude for the bounty which he has got, he is granted a reward. And if he is patient over a calamity, even then he is granted a reward. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we are so fortunate. We are so lucky. We should be so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And being part of the Ummah, being the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, gets us so many favor. As we heard from the Hadith-e-Pak, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, that the splendor of a Muslim, that there is goodness in every state of his, and nobody except him was granted this rank. If he pays gratitude for the bounty which he has got, he's granted a reward. And if he has patience over calamity, even then he's granted a reward. So Alhamdulillah, if we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties, for the ni'mah He has given us, we get a reward. If we have patience over a calamity, if we have sabr over a calamity, over an issue, over a problem that we're facing in life, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we also get a reward. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who pays gratitude for food ranks equal to a fasting person who has patience. Subhanallah, what great excellences are written in ahadith. A grateful person was declared to be equal to a fasting person. Allah Almighty has granted us thousands of bounties. We should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these bounties. My dear viewers of Madani channel, where it is compulsory, where it is mandatory for us to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His bounties upon us, At the same time, if a person does good to us, helps or cooperates with us in a task, we should be grateful to him as well. As it is mentioned in a hadith paak, so then Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the person who does not pay gratitude to people does not pay gratitude to Allah Almighty either. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the person who does not pay gratitude to people does not pay gratitude to Allah Almighty. Hence, where we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should also show gratitude to people for their service, for their help, or any sort of cooperation in our difficult times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the wealth of gratitude. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if we adopt a small habit of showing gratitude, saying thanks to people, it will take us a long way. Anytime anybody does us a favor, anybody helps us through our troubled times, or serves us, does any kind of favor, we should always say, Jazakallahu khaira. What a beautiful words. I mean, can you imagine? There's a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're showing gratitude to the individual who did favor to us. And at the same time, you're giving him a dua that may Allah reward you with khair. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, these are the teachings of Islam. This is the beauty of Islam. So then Abu Qilaba Abdullah ibn Zayd rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, nothing in the world may harm you as long as you are grateful to Allah Almighty. So then Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I have received the words that when Allah Almighty bestows a bounty upon a nation, he demands gratitude from them. If they pay gratitude to him, Allah Almighty has the power to bless them more. And if they display ungratefulness, he also has the power to punish them. He turns his bounty into a curse for them. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there are such great individuals who pay gratitude, who show gratitude, who are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounty they have received. At the same time, they're grateful for the bounties others have received. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say, there are many great people who, in addition to their own bounty, pay gratitude for the bounty which is granted to others as well. And the one who is granted the bounty is not aware of it. And many people who have the knowledge of jurisprudence are not jurisprudent. Paying gratitude to the bounties given to us by Allah Almighty is wajib. It means a person should ascribe a bounty to Allah Almighty in his heart and belief, and should spend it in his disobedience to him. Paying gratitude for the bounties of Allah Almighty is the way of Muslims, and displaying ungratefulness upon them is the way of non-Muslim and hypocrites. Paying gratitude is the action which attains the pleasure of the Lord, and it leads to paradise. When displaying ungratefulness is the action which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leads to Jahannam, it leads to hell. My dear viewers of Madani channel, establishing a memorial of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon prophets and paying gratitude in numerous ways is a sunnah. On the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people salvation from Fir'aun. They would fast on Ashura day to pay gratitude for it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasalam also fasted on that day and said, we deserve to celebrate the victory of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and pay gratitude for it more than the Jews do. My dear viewers of Madani channel, making the day on which the special bounty of Allah Almighty is sent down Eid, performing worshipping on it and paying gratitude to Allah Almighty is the way of the virtuous. And there's no doubt that the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the world is the greatest bounty and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, celebrating Eid on the birthday of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, reciting Mawlid, paying gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and expressing greatness are good and admirable actions. And this is the way of the beloved bondsmen of Allah Almighty. Now the question is, how can one be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can one show gratefulness, gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are many ways. Let's listen to some point in this regard. Keep in mind that we cannot pay gratitude to Allah Almighty as we should rightfully do. We're not able to completely pay gratitude to his bounties. Hence, once Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh my Lord, how shall I pay gratitude to you? Because I cannot even pay gratitude to you without the ability which you grant, and the ability is also your bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, O Musa, when you have recognized this fact, you have paid gratitude to me. Subhanallah. To pay gratitude, meaning to show gratitude. The most important thing is that we should not spend the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in disobedience. Rather, we should spend His bounties on the action which pleases Him. To pay gratitude, meaning to show gratitude. This is the most important thing. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا Translation from Kanzul Iman, did you not see those who changed the bounty of Allah for ungratefulness, i.e. by not believing in the beloved Prophet? Under this verse, one commentary which scholars presented is that those people changed the bounty of Allah for ungratefulness in a way that through those bounties, they got help to commit sins. For example, they involved their limbs in sins and made their wealth a source of impermissible pleasures. Hence, we should always keep in mind whether the action which we are performing is a good deed or a sin. If we spend wealth on good deeds, this is gratitude. If we spend our wealth on sinful actions, this is ungratefulness for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should always make our habit of paying gratitude for every bounty, whether it is little or big, small or in abundance, and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while mentioning every bounty. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's program, we listen to the Madani pearls about the blessings of gratitude, its benefits, and excellences in ahadith. Generally, we get involved in ungratefulness also because we look at other person who's wealthier than us and start thinking, so-and-so has so much wealth, but I have very little wealth. But we are heedless of the fact that there are so many people who do not even have a single time meal. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many bounties and luxuries. Hence, instead of looking at the one who's wealthier, we should look at the one who does not even have a cloth to cover his body. Looking at such poor people, we will realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. And then when it comes to religion, we should look at those who are more religious so that it would increase our interest in performing worship and develop fondness for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to show gratitude to Him at all times and include us in His grateful bondsmen. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners. Etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.